844 days till new halving. Fear and greed index is at 22%, which is extreme fear. And Bitcoin is currently trading at a 43.7k. Finally, we are having some curves to the upside. 40k is still working for us as a nice support, as a pretty strong support. The current resistance, pretty major one, would be 47k, hoping for the breakout. So let's move to the 4-hour time frame indicators. RSI is looking overbought, MACD green face, which is pretty nice. On the daily time frame, MACD is in a red face, having pretty serious curves to the upside, which can give us some momentum and the start of a green face, which would be pretty great on a daily time frame. RSI is currently slightly oversold in a daily. Volume on a daily is currently pretty much average, nothing special. 5200 is currently above. 5200 MA is currently having some curves to each other, which can lead to the dead cross in approximately 2 days. And again, dead cross is a lagging indicator, so technically dead cross already happened. So maybe yesterday when we had, 2 days ago, when we had the fake out below the 40k, it was actually the bottom of this dead cross effect. Let's move on to the weekly time frame, which again, volume is pretty much average. We're currently, same as a daily, same as a weekly, we're currently bouncing from a nice upside daily uptrend, daily uptrend momentum support, and same as a weekly, so it's nice. Again, 40k also on a weekly is a nice support. On the weekly time frame, MACD is in a red face, still there is no curves. RSI is currently looking neutral. On a monthly time frame, we are currently entering the pretty much safe bullish zone, which is above the October open, which again would be pretty great. We need to stay above 43.8k to be in a safe bullish zone for the midterm mostly. On the weekly time frame, also I forgot to say, 50 MA and 21 MA is still above our current trading candle, which is pretty bad, but again, time will tell what's gonna happen next in the next week. So yeah, let's move to the BTC dominance, currently going down 40%, BNB, Ethereum also following the Bitcoin pumping even more, a kind of 2x compared to the Bitcoin. Bitcoin is up 2.4% and Ethereum is up 4%, same as a BNB and other major altcoins. So yeah, that's pretty much all TA for today. Let's move on to the news. We got some pretty big news from a US, that is US inflation rate. The annual inflation rate in the US accelerated to 7% in the last month of 2021, a fresh high since June of 1982, and compared to the 6.8 in November of 2021, compared to the, again, November and December difference was 0.2%, so that's growth between these two last month of the previous year. So yeah, inflation's going in the US up. So let's move to other news. Iran to allow crypto payments for international trade. Again, more adoption for the Bitcoin. Great. Cash App integrate Bitcoin LN, which is the Lightning Network, for faster BTC transfer and obviously cheaper. So that's great. A third of Americans to buy Bitcoin by end of the 2022, says Rick Edelman, which is a pretty big bull and founder of Edelman Financial Engines. Also, Bitcoin exchange outflows see biggest daily spike since 2021. Again, it's a pretty bullish on-chain indicators that is signaling some kind of a reversal. So, and again, another bullish indicator, on-chain indicator. Also, Mercado Bitcoin operator acquires Portuguese crypto exchange. So, Brazilian 2TM Group, the operator of Latin America's largest crypto exchange, which is called Mercado Bitcoin, is moving to expand its global footprint with a strategic acquisition in Portugal. So yeah, more adoption for the Bitcoin, same as the pumps, more pumps for the Bitcoin, which is pretty great. Again, current trading channel in a Bitcoin for us on a daily time frame and a 4-hour time frame is 46k resistance, 40k support. Currently we are trading in the middle of this channel, hoping for this 47k breakout. Would be pretty great. Again, if we're gonna compare to the previous sell-off from a previous all-time high that we had in April and bottom in July, which is the technically 3-month correction since the all-time high, kind of we got 34 days left to follow the same pattern. If we're gonna have a 3-month correction, currently we are 2 months done, so 1 month for a reversal if you're gonna have same pattern. So yeah, for the 7k breakout, hoping and new all-time high this year, to the moon.